A recent national survey study shows that nearly two-thirds of the 1,500 teens surveyed believe that the anxiety associated with the pandemic will have a lasting impact on their lives. Joining us on the Carol D. Newsline is Dr. Beth Halbert, who's a parenting expert. Dr. Halbert, thank you so much for joining us here this afternoon.
Absolutely. Thanks for doing what you do.
Really interested in why this is affecting teens so much.
I would say that the main thing that is affecting the teenagers is they're watching the parents. So when the parents are scared to death, when the parents are worried about finances, when the parents are worried about everybody's life and death situation, it's kind of like watching the flight attendant when you're on a plane.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what kind of trends are we seeing right now with mental stress and depression in teens?
Right now, everything is on the rise. The domestic violence is up, the teen violence is up. And what is so critical right now is this is the time to listen. This is the time to let everybody express their feelings authentically. And the more they talk, the less they'll act it out.
How can parents talk to their teenagers about the stresses of the pandemic, whether financially, on their family, maybe even on their family dynamic? We've seen a lot of couples that are going through a divorce right now. Obviously, that would affect the children in this case, and if there are teens. What are some tips of advice that you would give to parents right now?
So my number one tip is I do what you do, not what you say. I model after you whatever you do. Doing the same, kids are doing the same. So if the parents are freaking out, the teens will model right along. If the parents speak their truth authentically, calmly, passionately, with love and kindness, the children will follow suit.
And this national survey showed that these teens felt like the stress of this pandemic would have a lasting impact on their lives. Do you agree?
You know, I think it depends on the family, depends on the parent, and depends on how we roll this out. With any crisis, if you push it under the rug, then the children don't know how to deal with the concepts. If we talk about it and everybody gets a chance to express their feelings, their emotions, their fears, their anxieties, then it's like a passing cloud.
Absolutely. Dr. Beth Halbert joining us. Thank you so much. Appreciate the time.
You bet. DrBeth.com.